Good morning. An onshore flow from the Atlantic is producing a bunch of moisture across interior New York and New England, mainly in the form of cloud cover. Some breaks, especially across New England, revealing a little bit of sun, but also with energy sliding through in the mid-levels of the atmosphere acting on that moisture, we also have some scattered showers showing up, particularly in the Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, Greater Capital District, and into western parts of New England. So a little bit of a wet start to the day for some folks, while others are dry, but plenty of clouds around. Temperatures near 60 will climb through the 60s today. It's going to be difficult to get higher than the lower to mid-70s across much of the region, but if we can manage some sunshine this afternoon, we'll do just that, while most folks will stay in the lower 70s today. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Still, the risk of a few showers and a thunderstorm cannot be ruled out, with more energy sliding through as lows dip back into the lower 60s. One more batch of energy as a warm front approaches from the south tomorrow will produce mostly cloudy skies and once again scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the 70s. A deeper trough of low pressure, responsible for all these little waves of energy, will move through during the day on Friday with a surface cold front. This will bring more numerous showers and thunderstorms our way for the day on Friday and into Friday evening. And some of this rain could be heavy at times, with temperatures again staying in the 70s. Showers and thunderstorms are possible into Friday night, but the action should clear through the region by Saturday morning. Perhaps a couple of lingering showers after sunrise in central New England, but even these locations will dry out by the middle of the morning. And we'll have increasing sunshine everywhere through Saturday afternoon, allowing temperatures to climb up toward 80. High pressure will dominate the weather across the weekend, with a comfortably cool night Saturday night back into the 50s. We'll rebound into the lower and mid-80s with brilliant sunshine for the day on Sunday. The next area of energy will head our way for early next week with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Monday and Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the eastern Dakotas southward into northern Oklahoma, and also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from Virginia into Pennsylvania and eastern Ohio. Very strong forcing for ascent will accompany a trough of low pressure as a cold front approaches eastern South Dakota and southeastern North Dakota during the latter stages of the afternoon. While dew points will only be in the 55 to 60 degree range, cooling temperatures aloft will result in sufficient instability for severe storms. Shear profiles will be quite favorable for supercells, especially near the surface low track, where low-level shear will be maximized. Any storms residing near or just south of the low track will have the possibility of tornadoes. And a very moist and unstable air mass will exist south of a warm front near the Ohio Valley due to strong heating and mid to upper 60s dew points. Storms should initiate over the higher terrain, then across southern Virginia and North Carolina. Large hail and damaging winds will be possible area-wide. The enhanced flow aloft will also result in shear favorable for supercells, especially near the warm front, increasing the chance for tornadoes. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 41 degrees, an east wind at 17 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 30 degrees. In Albany on the hour, light rain and 63 degrees, the dew point 60, 90% relative humidity, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.08 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 119 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 27 at Kamloops, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, few showers and thunderstorms in the upper 60s, Boston partly sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 79 degrees, the low 64, the average temperature 72, that's 6 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.43 inches for the month and 14.99 inches for the season. The average high temperature at Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low, 55. The record high, 94, set in 1947, and the record low, 36, in 1980. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:33 p.m. 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, and lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower to mid 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, scattered showers and storms possible with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today, scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm with highs in the mid 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy today, scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Again, the chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 70s. Showers and storms likely on Friday, with heavy rainfall possible in the upper 70s. Increasing sun near 80 on Saturday. Mostly sunny mid-80s on Sunday. And a mix of sun and clouds with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm both Monday and Tuesday, with highs staying in the lower to middle 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.